Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
But I said, I think it's fear, Colin. I think the old guard in the NHL, and yeah, I'll include Brian Burke, they're fearful of change. And there is no league more fearful of change to their game than the NHL. And they refuse to let the Scott Mayfields of the world get out of the way of the Nikita Kucherovs and Sidney Crosbys and Connor McDavids of the world. And until they're willing to face that fear of change and allowing guys to skate and allowing the game to be fun to watch again, this is what we're going to get like we got last night.
Here's what we get like on the text line. Why don't you just, you talking heads, you babies, put tutus on all the stars. There were some fly-by-night fans coming from a city where the team was bankrupt twice. How about this? I guarantee, and I don't want to sound like Brooks Koepka here, but I guarantee that the person texting this probably isn't a great athlete. I'll say that. So they pass judgment on everybody else, right? This notion that, here's the problem I have with people that have this thought. A lot, and I'm not talking about Brian Burke or people that have been there. I'm talking about a lot of the hockey fans. There's a lot of hockey fans that point the finger at other hockey fans and go, oh, they got to have it. It's a great game. Leave it the way it is. And there's this context to where the people that want to protect the superstars or not have Scott Mayfield or someone like that ruin the game, that we're less manly or right. We're not tough or we lack any sort of testosterone. I've got plenty of testosterone. I'm plenty tough, and I'm okay with it. But I'm also okay in saying it's ludicrous what happened last night. You know, first it's Wilson and you allow that. Now it's Mayfield and you allow that. I'm not less of a man, believe me, because I want to watch a hockey game and not a man get assaulted from behind. It doesn't make me less manly. For me, it makes it a practical decision because every other league that there is, take the NBA in particular, but take the NFL as well with their quarterbacks. They make such a point, and it's probably overdone, to protect the guys that are their torchbearers, are the guys that are the big dogs. And the NHL lumps those guys in with lesser lights. And it really is a detriment to the game because who knows what happens with Kucherov? Do you want to see him in the Stanley Cup final if they make it? Yeah. Are you going to? I don't know. You're not going to see him in Game 7, right?
You
might
knows?
Or might not.
Might
but you're going to see a
50-pound flak jacket on to protect his ribs.
Hey, you can still want to see checking and not want to see nonsense.
Well, here's the thing. I don't look at it from the perspective of manhood or masculinity that this one troll in particular.
Well,
keeps
no, it's not
about
that though. There's an overarching debate as to that though.
Well, I think where it stems from in the NHL, again, I come back to the fear of change. There is this, they've built up this notion that if they make the game more open, and it doesn't involve taking away physicality. Physicality will still exist in the game. Watch Sidney Crosby go dig a puck out of the corner, come back behind the net, and wrap it around the other way. He's got two guys draped on him. I don't have a problem with that. I don't have a problem with it. I don't. I don't have a problem with a nice open ice check. I don't have a problem with any of that. What I do have a problem with is a referee standing there watching Scott Mayfield cross-check Nikita Kucherov or any other skilled player right in the ribs and the official just kind of shrugging his shoulders. Because this game could thrive if they would allow it to be a game of skill.
I just don't even get mad at it anymore. It's odd. But Jeff was right. You know, the person that I'm talking about, and he achieved at a high level, so you can't lump him in here, but his words don't sound like it sometimes. They sound like they're stuck in 1967. When Brian Burke says what he says, he does give an air of condescension, and he does give an air of, you are less manly if you want this out of the game. When he says, well, there's no way to do this but for us to mount up. We need to self-police or self-help, find a self-help tactic. It's like, okay, that's what you're getting from a guy that is the general manager of a hockey team, that the best way to go about this is to beat somebody over the head if they beat us over the head.
Well, I also think he's at the point where he sees the league is not going to make any changes. So if you go into the quote-unquote gunfight with a knife, you know exactly what you're going to get. So you can either play it away to the way the league wants the game, or you can continue to play the way we all wish the game would be.
No, see, that's a cop-out. You say the league wants the game. Everybody has a responsibility if they want it changed. By people saying the league wants the game that way, the league doesn't just issue a set of rules and say, here's what it is. It's a collectively bargained situation. The general managers could get involved if they're tired of losing their star players in the playoffs. The players can get involved if they're tired of their top-end talent being having liberties taken with them. And the owners can get involved. It's a collective issue.
But
it's
short,
everybody. It's everybody. But it's not. Now's not the time. The time
right,
isn't in June.
That's
it's
my
when
point.
You sit down at a table. It's when they go to the GM meetings. Tell Brian Burke if he doesn't like it. No, what general manager speaks up at the general manager's meetings and goes, you know what? This is kind of stupid what we're doing here. Let's change some of the rules and let our talent show. Or what player, when they're ready for a CBA to be hammered out, goes, it's kind of dumb that people upend Sidney Crosby when he stands in front of the net and take 40 whacks at the back of him. When does Sid stand up and go, you know what? I'm kind of like tired of this. This is stupid. It feels like the fans are the only ones saying this. If they really, I think there are a lot more Neanderthalish people in the game than we give credit for. Or if they really want to change it, they'll speak up about it.
Again, I think it comes back to a fear of eliminating those few roles that exist on every team of guys who aren't the most good. Everybody believes that a fourth line is the most important line at some point in a hockey season, and that guys like Mayfield have to exist, and you don't need guys like that. There will still be jobs for them, too. If they can skate, there will be a job for them. There just won't be a job running around cross-checking people in the ribs.
See, there's plenty of blame to go around. I can't stop short of saying, it's a bad league, Bettman sucks, it's awful, they allow this. It is a collective effort allowing this. It's the general managers not standing up enough. It's the players not standing up for themselves enough. It is the owners, for some reason, thinking this is a good product. It's the television network saying, come on, help us out here. Like, let us show the superstars more. It's everybody that's involved in this. Or then you revert back to this. Maybe they just all want it like this. You know, the players are not without
guilt.
What else
are you left to believe?
Or without fault, excuse me, in all this.
That everybody doesn't want it to just continue the way it's gone. If nobody's, and again, short of reopening the CBA, I don't think they can affect change right now at this very moment, but If nobody's willing to step up en masse and say, hey, this is not what we want when the game is on its biggest stage, then nothing's going to change.
I mean, you got intermission reports and you got on-ice reports, whatever, and you have guys in celebratory form acting like it's a great product. It might be. They might like it.
It can be from time to time, but it's not a great product when Scott Mayfield cross-checks Nikita Kucherov out of a conference finals or a semifinals game.
If Tom Brady gets hit like that in an NFL game or a quarterback gets hit like that in an NFL game, we spend a week in the media, or an NBA player gets fouled hard, a week talking about how detrimental it is to the game. It's true.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.